This is VOA News.
Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration on Monday declared new sanctions on Iran's oil sector, including sales to Syria and Venezuela. Since 2018, the Trump administration has enforced sweeping sanctions aimed at ending all of Iran's key oil exports and seeking to choke off all cash sources for the regional nemesis of U.S. allies, Saudi Arabia and Israel. Under the new measures, the administration designated the National Iranian Oil Company, Iran's Petroleum Ministry, and the National Iranian Tanker Company under a counterterrorism authority, raising the bar for any future administration to reverse course. The Treasury Department issued the sanctions by linking the three entities to the Revolutionary Guard's elite Quds Force, which was earlier designated as a terrorist organization by the United States. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that the sanctions should send a warning to what he called the few remaining buyers of Iranian crude oil. The U.S. State Department has approved the potential sale of 100 Boeing-made Harpoon coastal defense systems to Taiwan. It's a deal that has a potential value of up to $2.37 billion. That's according to the Pentagon on Monday. Reuters is reporting the White House is moving forward with five separate sales of sophisticated military equipment to Taiwan, with a total value of around $5 billion. The Trump administration is ramping up pressure on China as concerns rise about Beijing's intentions toward Taiwan. And health authorities in China's northwestern Xinjiang province have launched a widespread testing effort in Kashgar after 137 new cases were discovered. VOA News. The White House planned a Monday night celebration of the Republican Senate's expected confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Senate is expected to confirm Judge Barrett to a seat on the Supreme Court in a vote late Monday, while Democrats have fiercely opposed the conservative jurist's nomination. Mr. Trump's fellow Republicans hold a 53-47 Senate majority, and Barrett's confirmation to a lifetime post on the court seems assured. If confirmed, Barrett would be the third justice on the nine-member court to be nominated by President Donald Trump and significantly would tip its ideological balance toward a 6-3 conservative majority. Judge Barrett will fill the seat of late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died late last month. A third ceasefire in the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh seems to have collapsed Monday, again failing to end 4 weeks now of fighting over the disputed territory. Armenia and Azerbaijan have accused each other of violating the U.S.-brokered truce shortly after it entered into force at 8 a.m. local time. Azerbaijan's foreign ministry said in a statement that Armenian forces had shelled villages in two regions in violation of the truce. For its part, Armenia's defense ministry used similar language, saying Azerbaijani forces had, quote, grossly violated the ceasefire with artillery fire along various parts of the line of contact. The U.S. State Department and the governments of Azerbaijan and Armenia announced the latest, quote, humanitarian ceasefire in a joint statement Sunday. U.S. President Donald Trump took to Twitter to say congratulations to Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan and Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev, who just agreed to adhere to a ceasefire effective at midnight. Many lives will be saved. Dozens protested Monday outside the French embassy in Baghdad after a pro-Iran faction called on Iraqis to slam French President Emmanuel Macron's defense of cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad. A cleric at the rally demanded an apology to all Muslims because the Prophet, he said, is a symbol of Islam and Muslims, and visual depictions of him are strictly forbidden in Islam. The cleric told AFP were surprised that a country such as France, supposedly the bastion of culture and respect for others, continually disrespects more than 1.5 billion Muslims. Macron has drawn anger in parts of the Muslim world with his robust defense of the right to mock religion following the murder of a French schoolteacher who had shown his class cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.